It is the Wednesday morning show, and on Wednesdays, we focus on food and the people who grow it and work with it in our communities. The One Vegetable, One Community initiative is a way for individual communities to focus on one specific vegetable. And joining us right now to reveal the 2018 Star Veggie for Beltrami County are Deb Dilley, who is the Beltrami County Extension Educator, and Master Gardener Becky Livermore. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Katie, for having us.
So that's Deb Dilley. What is the One Vegetable, One Community initiative? Can you explain that?
Well, this is really our third year in Beltrami County for doing the One Vegetable, One Community. So how we ended last year's One Vegetable, One Community was with a voting process so we could come up with what the vegetable for this year was going to be. So it's not like we just pulled it out of our hat. We asked the community to vote on this. So we had a voting process taking place out at the Beltrami County Fairgrounds. We had voting taking place at the WIC office, out at the Bemidji Food Shelf. And we had a great response, and overwhelmingly what came out was people wanted to have the squash
dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 be our veggie this year.
Great choice.
Yeah, we love Becky. That squash, right? So we have gone with both summer and winter squash because we know that there's, you know, a ton of different squashes out there. So we wanted to be able to have both types, summer and winter. So we have a variety of seeds that we're going to have available this year. In fact, our seeds just arrived yesterday.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So
You need to package them.
Now we need to package them. And that's another whole process that takes a lot of time and a lot of work to do that, really. And a lot of community involvement. A lot of people get together and do that.
When will they be available for people to pick up?
We are targeting the beginning of May, so like May 1st, right? So we're thinking that we get the seeds out during the month of May, and we all know that gardening here is what, beginning end of May, beginning of June,
well,
right?
I was going to say, just because you have those seeds in your pocket doesn't mean you want to plant them. It's like having that dollar in your pocket that burns a hole. You do not want to plant squash at the beginning of May.
I'm sure not. Yeah.
All kinds of squash needs warm soil.
Ah.
I don't care if you have a 75-degree day. If the soil is cold, that seed will sit there and sometimes rot. So don't be in a hurry. We need to have patience when we garden. I know, easier said than done. But
so Becky, Deb said winter and summer.
Yes.
And
what's the difference?
Well, it's that, but it's also, I mean, those are not two types of squash for me. That's not what comes to mind in my head. What does that mean, winter and summer?
It has to do with when we harvest them.
Oh, okay.
We harvest summer squash in the late summer. We harvest winter squash, not in winter.
I was going to say, that's exciting.
I know. The only thing we harvest in winter around here is iceberg lettuce. we harvest winter squash in the late autumn because winter squash needs to mature. It needs to develop a thick skin because the reason it's called winter squash is that if we take care of it and harvest it when it is totally ripe, it will stay edible throughout the winter.
Wow.
Summer squash does not. Summer squash will disintegrate within probably a month or so, but not winter squash. So that's essentially the difference. It's when they mature. Otherwise, hey, they're relatives. You know, they're squash is squash.
Huh.
It's just that some is better and ready to be harvested earlier.
So what are some examples of squash that we plant here in Minnesota that works well up in northern Minnesota?
Oh, we have lots of kinds. Okay, so there are essentially three kinds of summer squash. There's zucchini, there's yellow straight or crookneck, depending, And there's the patty pan kind, which I understand is your favorite.
It is my favorite squash.
They look like little, what are they, little spaceships.
They do.
They're sort of, they're round and they have these little protuberances and they, you know, they're really pretty cool.
What did you call those?
Patty pan.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like the name too.
And
yeah, they're like 7 inches across or so.
Oh, but actually, if you can pick them when they're smaller, they're better.
You know what else is good? Sorry to interject here.
No, that's fine.
Frying the flowers.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Because you have to remember, you fry those flowers, you're not getting any squash on
that. You have to have a lot of plants to do that.
But those are the three kinds of summer squash that we essentially talk about and that we have. And there are many different varieties involved in those three, but those are the three main kinds. As to the winter squash, there are essentially five. There's the acorn squash, and that has, of course, that's shape of that acorn. There are many kinds of varieties. There's a butternut, which is generally long and cylindrical with a bulb on the end, and it's a light tannish yellow in color. There's a buttercup. Now we're talking my favorite kind, the buttercup, and they are round, generally speaking. Maybe flat on the top and bottom, but they're generally round and green. And there's the huge Hubbard, which is really oblong in shape, kind of warty looking, and it has a really thick skin, and that means it stays better longer. You know, it's more protected. And then the last kind is a delicata, and that is a smaller squash, perfect for two people. It's generally a creamy color with some green stripes. Very, very nice winter squash. But I don't mean to monopolize here. Deb, were you done talking about what you wanted to say?
Well, she just said that the last one you said was her favorite.
Right, yes, that's what I was mouthing while you were talking about it.
I thought you were drooling.
No, I love the delicata. And so I hear, though, that delicata are a little bit more difficult to grow. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Maybe. It's hard to say.
Okay.
Everything is dependent upon the weather.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know how unpredictable that is. So whenever we stop and ask ourselves, well, do I really want to plant squash? You know, you have to go for it. Because, I mean, what are we going to wait for if we don't try to do some of these things?
Again,
there are a couple of really important things. And that first thing is make sure you plant it in warm soil. Make sure it gets enough water. All squash needs at least an inch to an inch and a half water a week.
Mm.
If it gets less than that, it may not do well. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is to know how to and when to be picking them. Now, you've all seen these baseball-sized zucchini, I'm imagining.
Right.
That is not the time to pick a zucchini when they're that size, because then the skin's tough, the seeds are tough. I mean, it just doesn't taste good. Zucchini is best when it's 8 inches long or less. And the same thing with other summer squash. You want the smaller. You want to get it to stir fry or whatever you plan to do with it when it's small and tender and sweet.
Mm.
But the winter squash, of course, you need to keep that on the vine as long as you possibly can before the frost. And if we get an early frost, you need to cover them because they do not like to have cold invade their space.
Okay,
Deb, your turn.
Well, I was just thinking and listening to you talk about how to grow squash, and I am thinking we should probably let people know, too, that the Master Gardeners are going to be out and about doing educational presentations on how to grow squash also, since the squash is our veggie of the year.
Right.
So maybe if you have any of those dates, do you know when and where the Master Gardeners are going to be talking about this?
Well, one is coming up now in April. Onan Markison and I are the two talking about squash. He talks about winter, I talk about summer. And we've done one presentation at the library a couple weeks ago on a Thursday. We're going to do one more at the library on Saturday, the 14th of April at 10 in the morning. So if you're interested, mark that down. April 14 at the library here in Bemidji at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll talk more about squash, and you can ask questions, and we'll just have a high old time. But that's the main one. We're also giving it to some organizations in town. We're giving it at Rotary and the Lions. And so if you have an organization that wants to hear about squash, let me know. I'm in the phone book.
I was thinking Ace Days too, right? Ace Garden Days?
Oh, yes, Ace Garden Days. I'm Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's the Saturday right before Mother's Day. I think that would be the 12th of May. It's also a fishing opener, but shoot, what's more important, fish or squash?
Well, they could go together quite well.
They could. Wouldn't that make a good meal?
You mentioned just putting them in the ground when the ground is warm.
Yes.
Do all of these squash go in the ground at the same time?
Essentially, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they'll just be maturing at different times.
Yes, they just mature at different times.
Okay.
That's Becky right. Livermore, and she is a master gardener. And from Beltrami County Extension, and Deb Dilley. Oh, no, Deb's from Beltrami County Extension.
Well,
Becky's
well,
part of
too.
It, sort yeah. of, because sort. Of the Master Gardener
That's
thing.
Right. Yeah.
And we're talking about the squash today because right. because it's our one vegetable, one community vegetable for this year. So what are you hoping to accomplish, Deb, by having one vegetable for one community? What's the goal of that project?
Well, you know, I think having conversations like this, right, throughout the community in regards to a particular vegetable. So it's kind of gathering the community around this one veggie, talking about different ways of preparing it, how to grow it, encouraging people to garden. And we're producing this local food, making food accessible to people. And that's why One Vegetable, One Community provides the seeds. I mean, these seed packets are of no cost. And we distribute them throughout, actually, not only Bemidji, but Black Duck and Kellyer, too. So we have a variety of places that can where people can stop by and pick up these seeds. And I have a list, which is pretty lengthy, right, in regards to where people can pick up these seeds. But some of the probably more easily accessible places for just the public to stop in and pick up these seeds is they in Bemidji. They'll be at the Bemidji Public Library. If you're on campus at BSU, the Sustainability Office will have them, Bemidji City Hall, Bi-County CAP, Harmony Co-op here will be distributing seeds for us. Of course, they'll be out at the Extension Office, the Bemidji Senior Center, Northern Dental Access, the Bemidji Community Food Shelf.
Ace Garden Day.
Ace Garden Day. The WIC office will have them. If you're up in Black Duck, we'll have the Black Duck Resource Center, the Black Duck Library, Black Duck City Hall. Kellyer, the Health and Resource Center, Kellyer City Hall will have them as well, too.
So and where's that a good place to find them?
Website.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
You're going to say it.
It's a,
yeah.
it's a list.
We'll make sure to put that on our website along
Excellent.
With this story so people that have that resource.
That would be great.
I'd like to chime in one other quick thing, and that is at the Beltrami County Fair this summer, and the Master Gardeners are in charge of the Horton Ag section, we're going to have some special prizes for squash.
Mm.
So, you know, tune in. Make sure that you grow squash and get them ready for the fair, which is that second week in August.
Oh. So we've talked a lot about growing them and where you can get the seeds. What are some easy ways to prepare squash?
What do you think, Deb? I know how I like to do my squash.
The real question is there any other way than just butter and brown sugar?
Is there any better way than
That's
that?
Right. I think there's a reason why that is just the tried and true favorite way of preparing it, right? It is so easy to prepare.
There are a gazillion different recipes out there.
Right.
I should say probably one of our favorites for zucchini is double zucchini chocolate cake.
Oh.
Have you heard of such a thing?
I have.
How can you go wrong with chocolate? But that's only using these great big zucchinis that are clubs. But otherwise, there are so many ways to use them. And I think, let's talk about summer squash just a second here. Summer squash is quite mild. I've heard it called bland, tasteless. Let's put it this way. Summer squash needs help. It's like eggplant. It's like it needs help. It needs garlic and onions and tomatoes and all these things that you put together. And so are there a lot of things you can do with it? Absolutely. You can put it in spaghetti sauce and lasagna. I mean, these are just a couple right off the top of my head. There are a lot of ways to eat squash. Now, that's the summer. The winter, there are all kinds of casseroles you can make with it. Many people just chop it up and cook it in chunks and mash it and, you know, add whatever you want. You don't have to put in a lot of sugar because many of them are If they're allowed to mature long enough on the vine, they'll be sweet on their own.
That's one of those nice things, I think, about that winter squash, is that it really is, it has sugar in it, right? Mm-hmm. It is a sweet vegetable.
Now, is there one I don't like? Absolutely, I do not like spaghetti squash.
Oh, I love spaghetti squash.
I do, too.
We're not all going to agree.
I love spaghetti
squash. I'm outvoted. Oh, what else is new? But I think... there's something for everyone.
That's good.
And give it a try. Yes. Don't be afraid to try it, especially when you can get free seeds, for goodness sake.
That's right. That's right.
Be part of the movement.
Absolutely. That was Becky Livermore, who was saying be part of the movement, and along with Deb Dilley from Beltrami County Extension. Oh, Deb has one more thing.
I do have one more thing, real quick. Something new this year that we are planning with the Bemidji Brewery actually is an event called Suds and Seeds, where
a great idea.
Yes. And so actually Mary Mitchell from the Bemidji Food Shelf is in the process of organizing this with the Bemidji Brewery. But I had mentioned earlier how the packaging up of these seeds and putting these kits together is kind of a month-long event. I mean, we distribute 3,000 seed packets, and so it takes quite a while to get these all packaged up. But the Bemidji Brewery has volunteered to take on this event where they are going to have a seed packaging night, or it's an afternoon, actually. So I wanted to let people know that if you are interested, on Saturday, April 21st, between 2 and 4 p.m., come down to the Bemidji Brewery. There will be more information coming out about this pretty soon, but they are going to be having a Suds and Seeds packaging event for One Vegetable, One Community this year.
Oh, fun. See, now that's also the day of our record store day, which is also downtown, so people can go get records at Bridget's and then go to the Suds and Seeds event at the brewery.
And get seeds.
Yeah.
All right.
What
perfect.
An event.
Yeah, I know. So it just keeps growing every year, right?
Excellent.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you both so much for visiting with us today and educating us on seeds and squash and honestly getting us kind of primed up for summer.
That's right.
Really good.
That's right. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're more than welcome.